Good morning, everybody. Nice to see you. Nice of you to tune in or to listen to. Let us start for prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence. Thank you for the ability to be in a relationship with you, to know you, to have you as a friend, to have you as somebody who lives not only inside us, but somebody who we can live through. And I thank you, Lord, that you would speak to this morning to us, that we will hear you, that we will know you, Lord, that whatever what will be said will be said, will be guided through you, Holy Spirit. And I pray that not my words or my vision will be, or my agenda will be preached, but that what your heart, what your word says will be spread out, Lord. I pray that each individual who is here or who's listening or watching later will know how good you are and will hear and be strengthened. And I pray that nobody will go home or finish the video watching or listening to it with an empty heart, but be fulfilled through you, Holy Spirit, through your presence, because you are so good. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I have a question for you this morning. Do you love God? Do you love Jesus? Because if so, I've got a Bible verse that is for you. Let us open Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. Let me read that again. And we know that God causes everything to work for good, work together for the good of those who love God. So, question, do you love God? Yes? No? Well, then everything will work together for good. Now, what the Bible, I guess, probably on purpose, didn't write down is what is good, right? I think it's a pretty subjective term, but the Bible does not go here and say, hey, everything will work together for good to those who love God according to what they understand as good, but what God understands as good. Because there's a difference. For example, if everything works together for good for me, maybe in the end I'm a millionaire and it's cool, I have a lot of money, maybe that's good, I think that's good, but God says, no, actually I don't think that's so good for you. This and this could happen, I don't think that would be so wise. I have a better idea for what God is. So we actually can rest that the good, what is mentioned here, is not according to our standards, but to heaven's standards, to the standards of what God says is good. I'm going to tell you a quick story. A short while ago, my wife and I went to a hotel, and we came there, and we were really exhausted. It was a long day, and we came there, and then, like in the hotel, I've never experienced that before, but the only thing that in that room worked was basically the door and the bed. Everything else was broken. It was insane, and we were very emotional because we were so tired, and I was very, you know, thank God nobody knew that we just came from church. And then it was like, oh boy, you know, and then we were pretty annoyed, and then the people from the hotel, we called them, we asked them, hey, what's going on? And they sent somebody up. The guy came into the room, looked at it, and left without a comment. And then what happened is we waited for an hour because we thought he would come back. But then we called the reception, and they said, yeah, it's broken. There's nothing we can do. And I was like very annoyed about that statement because it felt like they didn't really care. And so then we went to bed. And the next day, we called again. And then another guy came and he said, hey, it's broken, we can't do anything. And then we called reception. And then what happened, interesting enough, was they booked us into another room, which was bigger and more beautiful, which is very interesting, right? I mean, why didn't I know that in the beginning? I wouldn't have carried on so much. I would have said, hey, that one night, that's okay. But instead, I was pretty annoyed. And you know how often is that when we go through life, we have situations where we think that in the moment it's not good, in the moment it's all we see is bad, the struggle, the whole outcome will be bad. And we completely forget who we are, we completely forget what our situation is. But I kind of think like that God He doesn't cause the circumstances, but he lets the circumstances happen. That's a big difference to kind of refine our character. For me, it was very good because, you know what? That what happened was basically a series of events where things happened that weren't really looking good in the beginning, but I felt like after, I don't want to go into all the details, but basically after a week of just different things that kind of annoyed me, I felt I got the idea, and I think the Holy Spirit, maybe God's trying to teach me something here, you know? Like maybe God wants to work on my character right now and tell me, don't get offended, don't get so annoyed, you know? Because I remember a time where I had like this attitude that it's okay and I can just drop things, and then kind of, I guess through emotion tiredness and all that kind of stuff, I shifted my focus and started to get annoyed about things. And I think God taught me that now, that, hey, I can just like drop things and trust them that he will work them out for me. And that's honestly, I feel like there's freedom in that. There's freedom in that because I do not have to fight and struggle for myself, but I can let God fight for me. I can give the circumstances God, and I can forgive people, and I can let go and let God handle the situations for me. That's the hotel example. I feel like that is something that is shows so clearly how good God is and how he is the one who guides us. And for us, for the next time when we come into a situation, I have to be careful what I say now, but you know, but for the next time, our goal is to remain in peace and to have God's focus and clearness of mind in those situations, because I feel like that is something that is really worth pursuing, to have this attitude and this focus and heart to hate it, no matter what happens, God is good. Let us open 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. I'm reading from the Passion Translation. We all experience times of testing, which is normal for every human being. But God will be faithful to you. He will screen and filter the severity, nature, and timing of every test or trial you face so that you can bear it. And each test is an opportunity to trust him more. For along with every trial, God has provided for you a way of escape that will bring you out of it victoriously. Amen. That is very powerful. That actually, you know what that means? That means that whatever you go through, everything that happens, it's on God's radar. God knows what's happening in your life, and he's involved, and he promises that whatever happens, you will not be tempted above your capacity, which is amazing, because that means that when something crazy happens, God actually trusts you that through Jesus you can go victorious out of that situation. And I feel that that is something that we ought to remember, that when situations go crazy, when life goes crazy, when things happen that you do not understand, that you would, that we would understand, hey, wait a minute, go two steps back, reevaluate the situation, and say, hey, God is still in control. A prayer of mine is that when I go through life and situations present themselves, that I would be like, whoa, hold on, let me go two steps back, let me see how God sees the situation. Maybe God wants to teach me something through that. Maybe God wants to tell me something through that situation. Maybe God wants me to be a blessing in that situation. I feel like that's something that we can have in focus, to know that God is on our side. And of course, life gets tough sometimes. It's true, and there's no need in denying that. I heard like a testimony from a friend last week where he said, hey, like one of his friends died, and he, you know, and it's pretty tough because it was a close friend to him, and for me it was like when I heard this guy's testimony, I felt like, hey, dude, you have every reason to be a depressed person, but you're the most happiest person I know. And it's like impossible to make you sad. That's what I think. But it's like, you know what? Because this guy has his focus on God. His roots are deeply in Jesus. And that is what happens, you know, that when no matter what strikes you, even when stuff happen, what is your perspective on that? When are you going to be sad about it, or are you going to trust God that He will work everything out for good? It's all like a matter of perspective, you know, that when something happens, are you like, this sucks right now, and I don't like it, and I wanted to change, but you can't change it, or you're like, hey God, I'm surrendering it to you, and whatever you want to do, do it. I mean, that's what we sing, right? We sing like all the time, Waymaker, we sing Do It Again, we sing See a Victory, all those prophetic songs, you know, and then like, do we actually know what we're singing? Do we actually know that we're allowing God to do something in our life? Or are we just singing it because it feels good? Because that is something for me in my life, I want that to be something that when I sing it, I actually mean it. And I want to have that as my focus and my perspective, because I feel like hope comes through perspective. You know, when you have a focus on something, that is, it changes a lot of stuff. Last year in my family, somebody died, and the person, the husband of the woman, they bought a house in a different country. And I remember a couple of years ago, the husband told me, hey, because his wife was sick for several years, he said, hey, when my wife dies, I'm going to come back to Germany. And because he said, hey, it's he just can't bear it, you know, in that house full of memories. Now, last year, his wife died, and he actually decided to stay. Yeah. And because the house for him now, the house is full of memories and everything. And it's like his focus changed, you know, it's like, you could totally be like in that house and be like, this house is full of memories and everything I see gives me pain. Or you could be in that house and say, thank you, know, like he's a Christian, but he still had that focus that he's going to be happy in that house and be remembered of all the memories they had together. I mean, that is so insane. I mean, for me, that's like, it shows me like, hey, focus is so important, even in death, you know. Will you celebrate the life of the person, or will you mourn? Like, mourning is good, but like, will you forever be sad because the person is gone? But you could also celebrate. You could celebrate what the person did. You can celebrate the life, the stuff the people did. And I want to close with Psalm 91. Psalm 91, chapter 91, verse 5-10. Psalm 91, chapter 5-10 from the Passion Translation. You will never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. Don't fear a thing. Whether by night or by day, demonic danger will not trouble you, nor will the powers of evil be launched against you. Even in a time of disaster, with thousands and thousands being killed, you will remain unscathed and unharmed. You will be a spectator as the wicked perish in judgment, for they will be paid back for what they have done. When we live our lives within the shadow of God Most High, our secret hiding place, we will always be shielded from harm. How then could evil prevail against us or disease infect us? And then verse 14 and 15. For here's what the Lord has spoken to me, because you loved me, delight in me, and have been loyal to my name, I will greatly protect you. I will answer your cry for help every time you pray, and you will feel my presence in your time of trouble. I will deliver you and bring you honor. So, I just want to encourage us this morning. Hey, sometimes things happen in life, and we see that God promises in His Word here, hey, because you love me, I will protect you, because you delight in me as your father, I'll be loyal to you. And if it's so crazy, because God says, hey, when times are tough, I'll be with you. And I want you to look to me and get a new focus. So this morning, I want you to remember, hey, you can get hope through perspective. That when you come to a situation, evaluate it through the Bible. Evaluate the promises God has given you and react according to promises in the Bible. Amen. Thank you, God, that you are so, so good. That no matter what happens, God, you are good. And we love you, and we just invite you to come to our hearts and to our minds, and wherever our hearts or our focuses are shifted into a way they're not supposed to be, I ask that you would realign our hearts and our focus towards according to your word, Lord, that our hearts will be focused on you, and our minds will be focused on who you are, and that you're a good God, and that you love us, and that no matter what happens, everything will work out together for God. Amen.
Amen.